brothers and sisters, welcome once more to Food for the Journey. There's some things in the scriptures for today that I think are very, very important for us. Jesus is asking us to come after him. Not just come in the Christian way, not just come the Catholic way, but come after me. You know, really, our faith is based on a personal relationship with the living God. It's not just a lesson or the way the church does this or whatever. It's you and God. Do you love him enough to follow him? Or do you just go to Mass out of a sense of responsibility? Or do you go because you love him? Do you spend any time with him? I'm going to ask you, all of you who listen to this program, I'm going to ask that you plan something. It can be for 5 minutes, either on the Friday or the Saturday before Sunday Mass. I really want to encourage you to look through the readings and ask the Lord what he's saying to you, what he wants of you. It doesn't have to be 100 things. It could be one thing. What is God asking of me? How can I draw closer to God? How can I follow him in a better way than just saying, yes, I'm Christian or I'm Catholic and yes, I go to Mass every Sunday. But is your whole life reflecting that commitment? Or is it just your Sunday dress, so to speak? Let's think about this as we read the readings today. The first one is taken from the prophet Isaiah chapter 8. Verses 23 through chapter 9, verse 3. Prophet Isaiah, first the Lord degraded the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the end he has glorified the seaward road, the land west of the Jordan, the district of the Gentiles. Anguish has taken wing, dispelled his darkness. For there is no gloom where but now there was distress. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. You have brought them abundant joy and great rejoicing, as they rejoice before you as at the harvest, as people make merry when dividing spoils. For the yoke that burdened them, the pole on their shoulder, the rod of their taskmaster, you have smashed is on the day of Midian. God has broken down walls and opened for us a vision of a life far beyond what we see here and now. He has opened our minds and our hearts. Do you really think about that? Or do you not think like you're a Christian or Catholic? How do you think? Do you think just for this life? Or do you see what is to come? What God has prepared for you and for me? I'm not just going to go to heaven, or hopefully, and just say, yep, here I am. And, you know, life goes on as before. I'm just in another dimension. And that's not true. God wants to bring us into eternal life with him. He really wants us to be home with him. He wants us to live with him. He wants us to rejoice in him. Brothers and sisters, he will bring us abundant joy. He will bring us great rejoicing. He will bring us life. He will bring us freedom. He will bring us utter fulfillment of our faith and our hope and our love. And heaven is forever. That's where you want to end up. Do we know it? Have we seen it? No. But we know what God is telling us. We know the love he has for us. And what God prepares for us is beyond our comprehension, really, beyond our understanding. Let's follow him. Let's decide today to follow him more closely, for he makes a way for us. Anguish has taken wing, dispelled is darkness. Reading that passage again and again today, ask God to help you in that, because he will bring you life. He will bring you newness of life. Psalm 27 tells us, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Is he your light? Is he your salvation? Is he? One thing I ask of the Lord, and this I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, that I may gaze on the loveliness of the Lord and contemplate his temple. Am I eager to be with him, eager to see him, eager to speak with him? How do we know what it's going to be like? But it's far beyond our comprehension. But God waits for us. He longs for us. I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Wait for the Lord with courage. Be stout-hearted and wait for the Lord. That's what we want to do. Be stout-hearted and wait for the Lord. Just seek, you know, every day to say, Lord, I want your will. Lord, I want to do what you want of me. Say that every day and then repent where you failed. But don't be discouraged. The Lord, if you're seeking to follow him, you will find him and he will show you the way. The Lord is my light and my salvation. And again, that psalm, he's your light. Ask him to be your light. Ask him to be your hope. Ask him to be your direction. You will see him in that land to come, where we're all going to meet, where we're all going to be together, and where we have an eternity together. Eternity, think of that, not just for a time, but forever. You don't want to be anywhere else. I don't. I'm sure I'll end up in purgatory sometime, but I want to go to heaven. I want to be with him, don't you? Paul's letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 10 to 13, and then verse 17 says this, I order you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and in the same purpose. For it has been reported to me about you, my brothers and sisters, by Chloe's people, that there are rivalries among you. I mean that each of you is saying, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollo, or I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with the wisdom of human eloquence, so that the cross of Christ might not be emptied of its meaning. He died for you. He died for me. He gave his life that we might have life eternal, that might be possible for us. Repent when you sin, but rejoice with him. Follow him. Put him first. Not your idea of what's best next. Ask the Lord. If he says something, pay attention. If he doesn't, then do what you think is best. But ask him. Turn to him. Some people don't think, well, Jesus could never hear me or Jesus wouldn't pay any attention to me. And I'm saying this many times for a very, very important reason that I'm hoping that it will go into your head and stay there. He waits to hear you. He waits to hear your voice. He waits to see your heart being open before him. He waits to see you saying, Lord, you are my God and I want to follow you. He waits for you. He loves you, desires you. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and he went to live in Capernaum by the sea in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. And from that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Our Savior has come to us. He's lived with us. He's shown us what to do, how to follow him. And the gospel continues, As he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen, and he said to them, "Come after me, I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the peoples. Brothers and sisters, what more could Christ do for us? He's among us. He's shown us the way. Some of us he has healed, he has called us, he has poured out grace that we have been given free will and so we can reject. How open are we to the Lord? He wants us to follow him right now, day in and day out. Just stopping every few times a day and just saying, "Jesus, I love you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being with me. Walk with me. Help me to do what is good." Anything like that. He knows it, but he needs to hear from us. So open your hearts. I'd like to see the entire group of people who listen to Food for the Journey become saints. And you'd say, "Oh, that's utterly impossible. That can't happen." But it can. It can. If we open our hearts to the Lord, do it the way the Lord wants it. He'll tell you. Open your heart to him. Just love him and seek to love him more. And when you fail, as we all fail, when you fail, just say, "Lord, please forgive me. I'm sorry." Just say it. Bring it to confession the next time. But just say it right then. "Lord, I'm sorry." He hears you. And he seeks to forgive you. He wants you more than you even want it right at this moment. He wants you with him in heaven. He longs for you and seeks for you and desires you, and that's what you want too. Brothers and sisters, Merikakis, which is a marvelous religious writer, is Father Simeon, a Cistercian monk, and he said this: "Christ Jesus among us is the walking kingdom of heaven. The angels who came to serve him after the temptations knew as much. They had no need of metanoia. Repentance means not only to forsake our old sinful ways, since this would be a merely moral change. Repentance means to put on a new attitude because we recognize the compelling royal presence of God before us. This entails a change of vision, a change of home, a change of lover. Our constant prayer to the Father must be, 'Teach us to be hungry for this living and true bread.' Such hunger is the prime fruit of metanoia. Our very heart must churn until all we know is Jesus, whom the Father loves above all things, and enduring whom the angels find their joy." God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.